Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
All right, opening week in Major League Baseball is here. We're going to be live on the South Side tomorrow at Cork and Carry at the Park. Come see us noon to 2:30. We'll be off a little early because Connor will start the pregame at 2:30 for the first of 162. On Monday, the Cubs open at home, and we are going to be live at Bernie's. Cap and hoodie kick off the morning live at Bernie's in Wrigleyville. Starting at 7 a.m. We'll follow the guys at 10, and we'll be on until, again, 12:30 before we're off for White Sox baseball. The Braves are in town on this opening homestand, you know, on the South Side. That's got to be, Brooks Boyer can't like that. You know, the Braves come in April.
Yeah.
In June.
Right. That's what you want a little bit later on.
Yeah, you don't want the Braves in April. He goes again. Damn it.
The P is for Purdue. It's the next one coming by.
I think I got a photo.
Oh, by like lightning now. I love that.
Where's he keeping these thought bubbles? It doesn't have a back.
But it's awesome. Jacking out, but we're cracking
it's
up.
It's fantastic.
The P is for Purdue.
That's awesome.
This guy's cracking me up.
I got a little bit of a photo.
He said he's done.
That's
he's
great.
Going back to work now.
I'm well done. Yeah, Braves will come into town next weekend as part of this opening homestand. But tomorrow we're giving away White Sox tickets for a game. Late in April for it's a weekend game. Great seats from what I heard, courtesy of Miller Lite. And they are going to be for one of the games in the Tampa Bay series when the Rays come to town. Tomorrow, what we'll do is we'll give our – we love doing prediction shows. And sometimes we keep track, sometimes we don't. Of course, we kept track for last year's football prediction show, and I just missed the 80% that was required to avoid eating at the Olive Garden. That's coming up, by the way.
Is baseball, by the way, a little bit easier?
I don't know, man. Baseball can be tough. Like, I had a tough time with a few of these. We'll get after it tomorrow. I have some big picture questions I want to ask you real quick. But, like, it can be tough, Yurk. I don't know. I mean, it's probably... Look, NBA is the easiest by far.
By far.
Is baseball easier to predict than football? Man, that's a really interesting question. Part of me wants to say yes because, like, here's the thing. Football injuries can really matter. Not that they can't in baseball. A pitcher gets hurt and that can really matter. But, like, a great pitcher. Like, a quarterback goes down and it can blow things to smithereens quick. Ask the Jets.
In baseball, I mean, the Rangers lost their two big pitchers last year. And they still won the World Series.
They still won 88 games, right? And made it to the playoffs and won the World Series. But I don't know how many people predicted the Rangers after a couple of down years, even with all the money they spent to go to the playoffs. That's what I mean. Like,
well, your question is where your wild card's coming from. Okay, you can get yourself a team that's going to win the division. How competitive is that division going to be? Does the American League East send two or three teams?
See, last year they sent three. This year I don't think they will. I'll give you a little scoop on my preview already. I don't think the Blue Jays, I don't know, man. I mean, like, your left-handed power is a 40-year-old Joey Votto. I don't know. Like, Bichette might have a monster year. I think Bichette's going into a contract year, so Bichette might have a monster year. But, like, the Rays are going to regress. They've got too many injuries in that pitching staff. The Wander Franco stuff is sad and tragic, and I don't think he'll ever play, or at least, I don't know. There's no, you know, I don't think that's even close to being resolved. So, arguably, their best player's not going to be on their roster. Their two best pitchers are hurt. Like, you know, the Rays are stepping back.
Seven teams make the playoffs in Major League Baseball?
Six. The three winners and then three wild cards.
Three and three,
yes,
so six. Three. You only had eight teams in the American League with a winning record, with a record that was above 500.
Wow, last year, and that's something?
Yeah, and six of those teams went to the playoffs. Baltimore, Tampa, Toronto?
Yes, Toronto made it.
Yep. Minnesota.
Yep, they won a bad division.
That's it. Minnesota, Houston, and Texas, right?
Yeah, and they all made the playoffs.
One, two, three, four. 5-6.
Those were your six playoff teams.
I mean, your six playoff teams, yeah. Seattle missed their 88-74, and the Toronto made it 89.
Yeah.
The New York Yankees are 82-80. They missed out of the playoffs.
They missed.
They were the last team that was above 500.
How about
so
that?
Basically, you got to ask yourself which teams are going to be above 500.
Yeah.
Take those 7 to 8 teams, and then give out a victory in each one, and then which one do you think is going to be the highest victory totals? And it's usually the East, 87 in the Central, only 90 in the West. Contrary to belief, you go to the National League, you had 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams.
So you had 9. And that means three teams that have had winning records missed the playoffs last year.
Yes, three teams
and the
that
Cubs
had winning
were one of them,
records.
Right? Cubs had a winning record.
83 and 79. The Cubs missed out. Of course, they missed out. They found a way to miss. Absolutely, and it was the Arizona Diamondbacks that punched them in the mouth.
The Reds had a winning record, right? And they missed.
Cincinnati 82 and 80. Cubs so 83 and 79. And the San Diego Padres were 82 and 80.
Padres.
And they're the ones that missed. So basically, you're looking for teams that can finish above 500.
Yeah,
and then you got to whittle them down there. Colorado, I don't know, San Francisco come back? Did they make improvements?
Yes,
they did. They signed Jung-Hoo Lee. They signed Chapman. They signed Snell.
Is a team going the other direction?
I think San Diego's bouncing back this year.
You think
I do, yes. I think
you're a Padres fan now.
I'm a Padre fan. You don't know
that. So is Jonathan Hood.
Yeah, me.
You saw that. Jonathan made
me, Hoodie, and Miller. Yeah.
Do the Cardinals bounce back?
I don't see how with that pitching staff.
How far does Milwaukee fall?
I think offensively, they'll be better than they've been, but their strength has been pitching, and their pitching won't be as good, and they lost Craig Counsell, so I think that might matter. So I don't think Milwaukee will be as good.
Okay, so those are the questions. The Mets, do they have a bounce back year?
No. They might trade Alonso halfway through the year, too.
What do the Marlins do?
No, I don't think they were a playoff team last year. I do not think the Marlins go back to the playoffs.
Okay, so those are the questions you got to ask yourself. I'm glad I got some input from you, because if I got to make predictions, I got to go about that business tomorrow.
Lurka's going to put in a lot of hard work, folks.
You're going by candlelight tomorrow, looking at the over-unders.
I can't wait. The best is it'll be like 11:45 at the bar tomorrow. We'll be at Cork and Carey. Lurka will be filling out. He'll go, Carmen, get What rookie of the year? Give me some names in the NL. I'll throw out one of the Jacksons, and Yurko will just take them.
We do NL Manager of the Year, AL Manager of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, MVP.
That's it. We don't do Most Improved. Do MVP, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, Manager of the Year in each league. Pick the division winners in the wild cards.
Which one of those is Jesse voting for?
I don't know. We'll ask him tomorrow. You know, he's not here. The company, the network is sending him to Philly for the opener. So he'll join us tomorrow. Jesse will be on, but he's going to be in Philadelphia. And I think it's Philly's Braves.
I already miss him.
Smart ass. I'm going to miss not having Jesse at the bar with us. Yeah, Philly's Braves, one of the big ones to open up. Well, how about that Strider versus Wheeler on opening day in Philly? That's going to be awesome.
That's a beauty.
So the network has sent Jesse there. He'll join us tomorrow. We can ask him if he knows which vote he has.
What's the White Sox opening day pitcher? Again.
It's Garrett Crochet.
Crotchet.
Never
started. Tarik Skubal is a dark horse Cy Young candidate, I would say that. The kid pitching against them for the Tigers tomorrow. I'd say he's like a little bit of a sneaky dark horse.
Are we ready to do our contest? 70 degrees or 7 wins?
Yeah, that's a good call.
That contest needs to start.
No, it was 70 degrees. Yeah, 70 degrees or 7 victories.
Or 7 wins. Yes.
Yeah, we got to keep an eye on that.
Some would call victories wins.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you said 70 and 70. Forgive me. We have to keep an eye on that. That's a good call, Yerk.
The contest should start. Yes. Which one happens first?
The top three pitchers in the White Sox rotation as we embark on opening day. Guess how many big league innings they threw last year combined?
Big league innings combined.
The top three starters.
87.
45.
Oh, boy. 45 innings, huh?
45.
Christopher Guest, this is what we're getting.
It's not Christopher
Guest.
It's not the famous mockumentarian. It's Chris Getz.
Getz. I was close. Chris Getz. Thrilling White Sox baseball with Kansas City Royal-like expectations. Thank you, Christopher Getz.
Are they moving to Nashville? What's happening?
I tell you, the day they announce it, I'll have the moving truck out front for them.
I have some questions for you. Can I ask you a few?
I'll get my, what is it, CDL you got to get to drive a truck?
Yes.
I'll get my CDL license. I swear to you, I will.
Drive the Mayflower truck?
I'll drive the Paul Arpin, the Mayflower, the Suddeth. I mean, whatever moving company we have.
The Suddeth. Which is the one that does the Bulls? Because there's a big famous one that's got the Bull logo. So they do business with Jerry.
Is that two guys in a truck?
No.
Is it Midwest?
I think Chris might be right.
Is it Midway?
Is it Midway? Midway Movers, Chris?
Yeah, and you're right. They have the big Bulls logo on the truck. Orange truck?
Yes. Yeah. They got the big. So Jerry could just have. They already do business with the Rhinos. Okay. You know, Midway. Yurko's going to get his CDL.
Get CDL, man. I'll help move all that equipment down there.
That is so great.
You know, it's the lightest one of those trucks is going to be the victory truck. That would be the lightest truck. The least pass kick. The least pass one.
That's what I'm going to do.
You kick me right in the
balls. Hey, you put yourself up and you make yourself this bad, guess what you're going to do?
Dude.
One after the other. One kick after the other. At least the food tastes good.
The food's great. Chris and Adam went last week.
I saw that.
Great video content.
I saw that, guys. Real good stuff.
Listen.
Food's great.
Yeah, I mean, hey. At least the food's good.
The ballpark,
White Sox 2024, at least the food's good.
I should read to you. Let me see if I can find it. First of all, a couple things. The ballpark experience is pretty fantastic. And like Brooks will join us tomorrow for a little bit, Brooks Boyer.
The smell of wieners and onions, grilled onions, is unbelievable.
Top five smell.
Yeah. Top five smell.
One of the best smells can ever have is walking into that concourse.
It's one of the easiest ballparks to get around, to get in and out of.
It is. And even when it's jammed.
I think it was Bradford Doolittle. They were doing like ESPN was doing its, you know, all the baseball writers, Yerk, and reporters were doing their season preview things.
Yeah.
And I think it was Bradford. And he wrote about when they got to the White Sox. And look, they're going to be one of the probably three or five worst teams in the league. He literally spent like his little write-up. You know, they all get a little tiny write-up. This is the so-and-so in the Cubs, Jesse Rogers. He goes, too bad there's not like a grading system or a better one for just how much fun a ballpark can be and how good the food is. Because the team on the field, forget it. Just forget it.
Yeah.
So you're not wrong. Like the food and the atmosphere in the park, like, again, getting around, the stuff for the kids, and, like, it's all fantastic. I wish the product on the field were better.
As do I, Carm.
You know, you get off the elevators. If you're going to one of the suite areas, they've got the Jack Daniels, little cocktail.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, and they make good cocktails. No, they're not going to surprise them.
What are the chances they pull Leicester City on us? 5,000-1. What are the chances they pull a Leicester City in 2015? They're 5,000-1 to win the premiership, and they ended up winning, but they had a young N'Golo Kanté there. They had a Harry Maguire that actually had some talent.
Right?
Carm, put down like 500 on them to win the World Series.
No chance, 500.
I mean, do 1,000. Maybe 100. Do it for the show.
You
put up 1,000. Yerk and I will support you. I'm sure Abdallah will be in on it.
That's
2,000. Put up 2,000 and we'll see what we get.
I'm not putting down 100 because it'd be burning 100.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about the EPL. I can't speak to that. I know it happened. What Yerko talks about happened.
But they signed a lot of young talent.
Yeah, they're not happening with this team, guys.
Jamie Vardy. And they played the counter game. They just kicked it to Vardy, and Vardy tracked it down. And he was unbelievable in his ability to put the ball in the net that year.
Yerko, their three top starters had 45 innings.
The 2015 Chicago White Sox.
2015 or 2024?
I just named 6-7 players off of Leicester City from 2015.
No,
I couldn't name five players off of the 2015 Chicago
White Sox. You might surprise yourself, but...
My heavens.
They've got no bullpen. Michael Kopech's their closer? I don't know. I mean, like, how are they going to surprise us? There's no chance.
Least used closer in the league. He'll be the least used closer in the league. That's a wager you should make. The least used closer in the league.
I got a few big picture baseball things, and some have some local tie-ins. Can I ask you about these next?
I would love to.
All right, and then we'll get back to some football conversation. 312-332-3776 if you want to ring us up. Anything on opening day that you want to talk about? Smartass. It's Carmen and Yerk. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yerko. Follow the show on Twitter at Carmen DeFalco and at Yerko64. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Preseason power rankings with MLB starting, Yerk, from The Ringer. White Sox, 29 out of 30. They write, Luis Robert, once called the best player on the planet when he was still a prospect, came closer to that lofty billing last year when he posted a 5-WAR, 38-homer, 20-stolen-base campaign and eclipsed 100 games. And White Sox fans shouldn't focus on any other part of their team's roster, as Robert is just about the only remaining draw at guaranteed rate field. Even announcer extraordinaire Jason Benetti has decamped to Detroit. Ouch. And then I was looking at the Fangraph projections, the position projections.
Yes.
This is why when you guys are like, can they do a Leicester City? I mean, all right, like group to group, group by group, Yerk, all right?
Yes, let's go group by
position
group.
Projected position rankings from Fangraphs. Last in relief pitching by, sadly, a pretty wide margin.
So they're going to be predicted to be last.
Yes, 30th.
In relief pitching, okay. Maybe they can outperform. Go.
Second to last in catching.
All right.
29.
Their catcher's 40 years old.
Yeah.
45.
Who can't hit a lick.
Old, yeah.
22nd at first base.
Well, I mean, at least you're climbing. You're improving. 22nd.
Last at second base.
Who's our second baseman?
Nicky Lopez.
Nicky who? Nicky Lopez. All right.
28th at shortstop.
Okay.
19th at third base. That's the top 20.
That's Moncada?
Yeah.
Johan?
Yeah.
Is this his break-free year? Is this the year that he has a great year because he's got a break-free?
It's an even year.
I like he calls it the break-free year.
Yeah, I want to break free.
I want to break free.
I want to break free.
23rd in left field.
All right, 23rd in left.
Here
that's,
you go.
That's Eloy? Is Eloy DH
it's
now?
It's mostly Benintendi.
They're going to keep him out of the field now.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, here you go. Fifth in center because of Robert.
Okay.
So, Luis right. Robert, that's the right. only bright spot, really.
Up the middle, though. You want to be strong up the middle.
28th in right field, 7th at DH. So, they're top 10 in center and at DH. If you're wondering where the Cubs rank in some of these, because of Nico Hoerner, 5th at second base, 9th
right.
at shortstop.
Okay.
In all of MLB, 11th in right field, 4th in left field, and 4th in relief pitching. So
who's,
Cubs,
playing, who's playing left field for them?
In fact, Ian Happ.
Oh, I'm just making sure. Because I know Ian Happ has also played center before.
No, he'll play, yeah.
With he'll be a left fielder? All right.
All right, here's some big picture questions. Ready? You Bellinger, better get to know your team. Opening day's tomorrow.
Bellinger's in center?
Yes.
Okay, who's at first?
What's on second? I believe, isn't Bush going to play mostly
Bush.
At first?
Oh,
Do
man.
I have that right?
He's a nice player.
I love it. It's like tomorrow's opening day, and he's like, who's in center? Who's at first? Who's in left?
Well, I'm making sure where he
well,
is.
Hold on,
at.
Carm. To be fair, it's baseball.
He's not
be-
it's soccer season, first of all.
It's baseball. There's it's soccer season.
Friendlies.
We've got the tournament.
Friendlies.
It's always NFL season.
He's asking who's in left field?
I mean, you didn't watch Croatia Egypt yesterday?
I didn't.
No, you didn't watch the Greece play. Who'd Greece lose to? Greece lost in penalty kicks to a team that qualified for the first time ever in Euro. Georgia. That's right.
What was it? Spain and Brazil played yesterday?
There's a bunch of great games on yesterday, Carm.
Belgium and England.
I mean, this is the time for it's international soccer. This isn't baseball time.
This is awesome.
I'm freezing my ass off out there.
Wait, are you serious right now? You want to go around the diamond? And give
no,
us the lineup?
No.
Like, who cares?
I'm not saying that, but he doesn't. He's
who cares?
A Cup man. Opening day's tomorrow.
He doesn't
like,
care.
He's like, who's in left?
Why
Justin
would he care?
Justin Steele's my starting pitcher for opening day.
He's interested in things that are
Justin
interesting.
Steele.
He loves Ian Happ. It's just classic.
Ian
it's
Happ.
Classic
Yurko. Ian like, Happ is my switch hitting thunder stick.
All right, here's
he
a couple questions.
He was before and he is now.
Give
I
me
love
your,
that guy.
Give me your, this is why I love this. Give me your Yurko, look into your crystal ball.
All right,
you ready?
I'm ready.
I've got some questions for you.
Yeah.
Will there be a 200-inning pitcher in 2024? I'll tell you, Yurk, there were only five last year.
Right, one of them was in Miami.
No, not last year. That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago,
two years
it was
ago.
In Miami.
Yeah.
Will there be a 200-inning pitcher?
Well, last year it was Cole, who's going to be on the IL to start. Gallen, Webb, Bassett, and Mikolas. Will there be any 200-inning pitchers in 2024.
I don't think there'll be five, but I do believe there'll be at least one.
Okay, Yurko's going at least one.
At least one, yes.
I think I agree with you, Yurk. Even with Gerrit Cole, the most likely guy to get there being injured, he won't get there this year because he's injured to start the year. That was so last year there were five. That was down from 8 in 2022, Yurko.
Right.
Only 4 in 2021. We'll throw out COVID, of course. It was only 60 games. 15 in 2019 and 13 in 2018. So it is definitely
it's
drying up.
Yes,
yeah.
It's drying up.
All right, here you go, Yurk. Here's another one. So in four of the last six full seasons, again, we'll throw out 2020, we'll throw out COVID. In four of the last six full MLB seasons, at least one player in baseball in one of the leagues has hit 50 or more home runs.
That's right.
Will a player hit 50-plus home runs in 2024?
Well, Matt Olson did it last year.
Look at you.
And
now, how did you get that?
I'm a big fan of Atlanta.
How did he do that,
it's
Chris? He doesn't
right
know who's playing center.
Because he knows who's hitting home runs. He
That's
knows.
Right. Matt Olson.
That's amazing.
He Schwarber. And I discuss home runs.
That's all we discuss.
Who did you say?
Schwarber.
I also am predicting Kyle Schwarber hits 50 this year.
50 home runs.
So I'm with you, and
so
that's my
yes,
guy.
Yes, there's going to be a 50 homers.
All right, here's one for you. Will a player be suspended at any point this season for gambling?
Well, if Shohei doesn't get suspended, how are you going to suspend anybody else? I mean, you've set the precedent of not suspending people because they've been gambling. I mean, who's going to
do you believe
suspended?
Him? What do you believe
if you
him?
Don't suspend Shohei, how can you suspend anybody?
Do you believe him?
Shohei?
Yeah.
No, I have a tendency to believe people just lie.
I don't know if I believe him either.
Yeah. So,
do you believe that a manager, or and not even a manager, it's his interpreter, would have such like
access?
Access?
I don't believe he'd have that kind of access either. So, yes, I don't believe him. And if you're not going to suspend Shohei, then I don't think anybody can be suspended, quite frankly. And did you see Pete Rose, what he released
yesterday? Yes, it was hilarious.
If I would have known, all I needed was an interpreter,
I'd be scot-free. It was hilarious.
It'd be perfect, yeah.
You know, it goes to show you. Let's say Shohei is telling the truth. It goes to show you, you know, when you're that rich and powerful, be careful who you trust. Didn't Selena's manager, like, steal money from her and then kill her? Right?
You're talking about
The singer.
The young singer,
The Latin pop star.
Yes,
like, Latin didn't the manager star. Steal money and then when she was going to get caught, kill her?
The manager of the fan club.
Oof.
Not even her manager.
Oof.
The manager of the fan club, and the money was coming into the fan club, and she stole the money from the fan club.
Shohei's lucky the interpreter didn't slice his throat one night
when he was sleeping.
I mean, my God.
Exactly. You got to be careful.
All right, so, wait, so are you saying...
I'm saying nobody gets suspended. Because if you're not going to suspend Shohei, I just point to, wait a minute, you didn't suspend him. What the hell are you going to suspend me for?
Okay, Yurko's saying no to that one. I kind of feel like that one might be a yes, you guys.
Yeah.
The way this is going. All right, here's one. Will Luis Robert finish the season on the South Side? He still has 4 years remaining on an incredible team-friendly deal, Yurk. Will he finish the year on the South Side?
You could still have him as a centerpiece of your squad with cost certainty. So I say yes.
I agree with you.
He could be a building block for your club moving forward. Yes.
He might not like it, but I agree with you. I think Luis Robert stays. Here's one for you for your Cubs. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you some of my rationale behind this.
Okay.
So I'm asking you if Seiya Suzuki makes the All-Star team this season. Now, remember, Mookie Betts, for the time being, is playing shortstop in L.A., Yerk. Juan Soto's out of the NL. He's with the Yankees in the AL. What if I told you Acuna, Carroll, and Seiya all make the All-Star team in the NL, yay or nay? Is that a yes? Remember, Seiya hit the cover off the ball the last 6 weeks.
When he came back. He got benched. Remember? He got benched last year. You don't think I follow baseball. He got benched.
In New York. And he came back and he hit the cover off the ball and he hit everything in sight in spring training. So it's like, this the real Seiya Suzuki. Will he make the All-Star team?
The guy that has issues in the cold. Does Seiya have cold issues?
I don't know.
Because you need to get off to a halfway decent start. I'm not saying red hot smoking start, but you need to get off to a better start, I think, than he had last year.
What do you
year.
Think? You saying yes or no? Okay. Seiya makes the All-Star team.
Somebody's got to make the All-Star team, though.
Well, Acuna and Tatis and Corbin appear to be virtual locks. Can he, take one of those spots?
I'll say no.
Okay, no.
I'll say no.
All right. All right, here's another one for you. And this is really like an ode to Black and Abdallah. They were the first ones to put this in our minds. I think it might have been Adam. They've talked about it on their show. Will the Cubs and Sox combine to win more than 150 games?
That means the Cubs are going to have to provide 90 of those games.
Probably.
Oh, boy. Which injury sidelines the Cubs?
Bellinger.
One injury.
Steele would hurt, although once every 5 days. I don't know. Maybe not as much. Bellinger would hurt, though, because it would
put a strain on the rest of your starting rotation.
I would say Bellinger would hurt. I would say
Swanson
would hurt because of the elite level defense he plays. He's probably one
of the. Would Horner hurt him? Or is Horner replaceable by somebody that's there?
He's not replaceable on defense.
What about my switch hitting thunder stick? What if Hap gets hurt? Easily replaceable? You're saying no. Hap, you don't like it all.
You don't like Ian Hap?
Listener out front, not happy with Ian Hap. Not happy with Cubs talk, I think. Are you a White Sox fan? Yeah. Oh, she's a Cubs fan. She loves Cubs.
Okay. Well, she's not too high on
her. She's not happy on my
Cubs. All right, so yes or no, more than 150. It's a tough one.
God, boy, I hope so. I hope so.
If you think the Sox can get to 67, then it's going to be more than 150.
Yeah, then it'll be yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take 150 or plus. Yeah.
Let's see.
What else do you have?
All right,
hey, Carm, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
The question you started this segment with, you were quite amazed at Yurko's ability to recall a home run hitter.
The second question, about 50 home run hitters, yeah.
Yurko, what was the website up on your screen when you were answering that question?
ESPN, I told him it was right in front of me.
And what were you looking
at? The stats.
At?
I was looking at statistical leaders.
Literally looking at last year's
leaders. Charlie says to me, he goes, well, the reason he knows is because he's looking right at it.
I didn't say that. But I knew it. I told him I was looking right at it.
I was blown away. I'm like, wait a minute. How did you pull that one, dude?
I'm like, there's no way.
When I have a feeling you're going that direction, well, guess what? I'm going to put the cheat sheet out.
I love it, dude. I absolutely love it.
I don't have to remember it.
Of course.
Yes, I love Matt Olson. What a player.
All right, I'm going to ask you.
He's excellent.
I'm going to ask you one more.
No, I'm going to ask you one question.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
What was the amount of innings, plus or minus 3 innings? I'll give you 5 innings. Plus or minus 5 innings. The most innings pitched by a Chicago Cub player last year. Plus or five, I get plus or
by
minus
a Chicago
5 innings.
Cub.
A Cub, by a Chicago Cub.
So which starter pitched the most innings?
I didn't say which. I said how many
innings
were pitched.
Within 5 innings?
And I think you'd be able to guess because he slowed down in September.
I'm going
to
say 100 and... it's got to be Steele, right? I'll say
it is Steele.
184 innings.
And
I missed
it. I gave you plus or minus five, Carm. 173.1.
Oh, wow. All right.
Kyle Hendricks, the workhorse in the bullpen, he was banged up a little bit last year.
Yeah.
Only gave you 137 innings. Wow.
And are those the only two over 100 last year?
They had 154 out of Taillon.
Oh, yeah, Jameson.
Drew Smiley, Guy Smiley, 142.
Okay.
And then Marcus Strachman, 25 starts, gave you 136 innings.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of innings, Carm.
No.
Not a lot
of
innings.
I think Steele will finish with more than that this year. I would say he goes over that 173. And maybe, like last year, he's in the Cy Young talk late into the season, into September.
Justin Steele an ace? Would you call him an ace?
Your definition
of an ace?
I think so. I think he's like a frontline starter. I think so.
Top 10 pitcher in Major League Baseball?
Jeez.
No? Yes? Maybe?
Like, that's hard.
I mean, second to Cy Young, you're not giving it to
him. I know,
him,
but like...
More pedigree elsewhere?
Can I include injured pitchers right now? Like,
oh, I don't mind. Yeah, I would.
Like Strider,
ultimately, if they come back,
Cole, DeGrom, probably Gallen.
What's unique
probably
about
Logan
Strider?
Webb.
What's unique about Strider last year?
What was unique about him? Jeez,
Strider. What's the unique stat about Strider last year?
Well, he led the league in strikeouts. I know that.
He's the only pitcher to win how many games?
20?
Yeah.
Wow.
The only pitcher to win 20 games.
Look at you. You're
games.
All over these stats.
It's not in front of me now, guys. Of course,
that's
I've got it down to memory.
Top of the dome. There's an open Google tab.
Absolutely incredible.
It's an open Google tab. There you go. I love baseball, Carm.
I love talking baseball with you because it makes me laugh. I think it makes everybody
laugh.
So
much.
3-1.
Is Freddie Patek still with the
he's
Royals?
Not.
No.
Okay. He's with the Sox now, though.
Is he?
312-332-3776.
Second baseman.
That's right.
We'd be better at second if Freddie Patek was playing.
It's Carvin and York. We'll be right back.
Working from home?
We're back in the office.
Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Hope everyone's having a great day. It's Carmen and your crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie in an hour. It is Waddle and Tyler. Sylvie's back from vacation tomorrow. Bleck and Shay will be on tonight, 6:30 until 8.
Beautiful.
You can listen to all the shows with the great ESPN Chicago app. Listen anytime, anywhere. You can listen over the air on AM 1000.
They were going through the rundown when I was in my office. The guys were meeting there in that little bullpen area where they've got all the sound. They can dissect, cut up, make things happen. I heard some of what they got coming on the show today. I'm not going to give it away, but let me
tell you. Who are you talking about, Bleck and
Shay? Go ahead. No,
yeah,
I'm not giving
Shay
it away.
Needed like a meeting.
Yeah, I mean, he needed a meeting like 10 hours before the show.
The show's not till 6:30, and he wanted to know at 11 a.m. What's going on?
He wants to prepare. I go, you know, I said the landscape might change by tonight. Something could break at 3 o'clock.
Joe Hay could get suspended.
Anything
A lot of things could happen.
A lot of things can happen. I said, you can't pre-plan that far in advance.
So I said football.
Yeah. Football. That's what we usually say.
Football.
We're like, what do you guys want to talk about? Football?
Football.
Yeah, football.
Right.
Football.
Football.
Football sounds good.
Football. Football, Ray.
Sounds good, yeah.
Baseball.
Yeah. Well, there's a great line in Casablanca, you know, Humphrey Bogart. He says, I never make plans that far in advance. Or she says, you know, what are you doing later? I never make plans that far in advance. Great line. Great line. Where were you last night? So long ago, I don't remember. What are you doing tonight?
Rick.
Never make plans that far in advance.
Rick. Victor Laszlo.
The good old Victor Laszlo.
What was the girl's name in that movie? Not her actual actress's name.
Ingrid Bergman's
name? What was her
name?
Ingrid Bergman.
Ilsa.
Ilsa.
Right?
Yes. Ilsa didn't meet him at the train station. Boy, I'm telling you.
That's something you want to see if you've never seen it.
Poor guy. Great movie.
They're trying to get
Hey, look at these guys. The Ryans outside.
All right.
You got to come tomorrow. You going opening day?
Yeah.
Blake plays baseball with Gio.
Does he?
Yeah. Pitcher? You going tomorrow or we'll be there tomorrow? Let's Cork and Carey tomorrow. Come see us.
Pitcher? What does he got? What do we got out there?
Short Blake can pitch. He's got a good arm. He plays short. He's got a good arm. He's got a real good arm.
Hot corner. He throws hard. Hot corner?
Yeah, you play some third, right, Blake? Yeah, he's got a good arm. He's got a strong arm.
He can play all over the place is what you're telling me.
See you tomorrow. Cork and Carey, we're live.
What team are you guys, the Rugrats? What's your team called?
No, we play House Little League together. He plays for Crush, a different travel team. Yeah.
Oh, he's with Crush?
Yes.
Do you guys crush when you play Crush?
No, they're good. They're pretty good.
What's your travel team's name?
Rake City.
Rake City.
Rake City.
Oh, baby.
You met a couple of our guys last year. They came to opening.
Rake City comes after Crush this year.
I don't think we'll play them, though. I don't think we'll see them.
You better play them.
No, because they don't. I don't think we'll see them in any. Unless we run
the advanced league? What's going on?
No, we play in different leagues.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. All right. Good luck this year. All right?
See you tomorrow, guys.
This year. No strikeouts.
It's spring break this week. Everybody's off.
I know. You know. Everybody's visiting Chicago.
Yeah.
Go have some of the carbonara down the street. You guys will enjoy it.
It's what we're known for.
That's right. Carbonara.
It's on all the buses.
Steaks.
They removed the carbonara. The Kansas City Chiefs championship banners from the buses.
I don't want to be a jerk.
About what?
I don't want to be a jerk.
All right, but you're going to be?
But where's your Olive Garden visit? What's going on?
We're going next week, aren't we?
What day?
Or is it the week after?
What day?
You guys picked the day?
I thought it was the 3rd.
Carmen,
it's either the 3rd or the 10th. Adam picked it. So I think it's either the 3rd or the 10th.
All right, either way, I'm ready.
You might want to run that by Abdallah again.
Yeah, Abdallah.
All right, he's in Florida now.
Taking another vacation.
Adam's with
day.
The, well. The,
better be careful. He's got him. You got to use him.
Yep.
If you got him, you got to use him, right? You know me.
They took Layla down to Florida.
I'm not a guy that's very shy. Layla.
He got me on.
Eric Clapton, by the way.
Knees,
great
Layla.
Song. Great song.
He got me on. Wait, is it you got me on?
You got me on my knees, my Layla. Layla. Yeah.
I was going to say, you got me on your knees.
I know, you're not much of a singer, so don't do that, okay? Just don't give us music.
Do you want to do the lunch rush real quick?
Yeah, let's get it done.
Chardog, lunch rush time. Let's do it.
All right, my first lunch rush. I'm excited.
Drive, baby, drive.
Chuck Wagon.
Oh, but that's
Chuck Wagon.
Call you Chuck Wagon. That's terrible.
Chardog.
It's not Chuck Wagon.
It's Chardog.
I think Waddle and Danny are mostly Chuck Wagon.
All right, I don't like it. Chardog.
All right. Did you guys see that Caitlin Clark was offered $5 million to join Ice Cube's Big 3 basketball tournament, the 3-on-3 tournament?
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, like, she couldn't do that and do the WNBA, or could she?
My guess would be no, you wouldn't be able to.
I think
you'd
want to sign her to
the
thing.
Yeah. So that's going to be a lot more than she makes in the WNBA, right?
I'd be guessing, yeah. Boy. I'd be guessing. Good for her.
What is she going to do?
Good for her.
I don't know. I think this was leaked. So this, like, he finally addressed it and said, yeah, we wanted to keep this pretty close to the vest, but we did make this offer.
Listen, is there other young lady players they could do to kind of do like co-ed league in 3-on-3?
I don't know.
Where, you know, it's got to either be 2-and-1, 2-and-1 either way.
Right. I don't know. She is such a star. Wherever she goes, she's going to make money.
She's going to make money.
Significant money. If she gets to a big market with opportunities for sponsorships and partnerships.
She's going to go to Indiana.
Oof. Is that they've got the
number one
pick,
yeah.
First pick.
The Fever.
So she's got to go to Indianapolis.
French Lick? What is that?
She should pull an Eli.
Now, is that French Lick in Indiana?
Could you imagine if RG3 was screaming on the talking head shows in the morning that she should pull an Eli?
That's
kind of
why I said it. Yeah,
that's great.
Team? Is the ladies' team in Fort Wayne? Where is the ladies' team located?
No, he said
Indianapolis.
Oh, it's in Indianapolis. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. That'd be good for
Her. That's not going to be as much in terms of like partnership dollars or advertising dollars, though. I mean, Indy's a big, like, is a medium sized town, I guess, right?
It's not New York.
No, it's not New York. It's not Chicago. It's not Vegas. It's not
LA.
It's not Houston.
It's not Houston. Not Cleveland.
Well, it's bigger than Cleveland, no?
What is Indianapolis?
No?
Come on, Carm. You want me to come across the table? Really? Indianapolis as big as Cleveland? Come on. You got to be serious.
I'm going to look it up.
Let's be serious, Carmen.
Let's get serious.
Indianapolis.
How big
is
Cleveland?
Cleveland rocks.
I see Cleveland as the 19th media market.
All right, well, then that's bigger than
Indianapolis 53. Where is Indianapolis?
Indianapolis, here. Population, U.S. population, not media market. 880,000 people. Indianapolis, 16th. Cleveland is...
I've got Indianapolis has the 25th largest media market and Cleveland at 19.
There you go.
Well, but I'm doing on population,
that's
though.
That's what There's we have.
But we're talking about dollars,
yeah,
media
this
markets.
This is media.
Come on,
markets.
We're talking about TV, radio, the media.
I don't even see Cleveland on here.
That's because they don't exist.
Who's ever gone to Cleveland? I've never heard anybody say, I'm going to vacation in Cleveland.
The better comparison would be...
Cleveland has got half the population of Indianapolis.
That's
bigger media market.
It's got about a third of the population.
That's ridiculous.
Of Indianapolis. Crazy.
Columbus, Ohio has 900,000 people. Cleveland only 367,991, Carm.
It's got a third of the population.
Boy, I wouldn't have
thought that. You're crazy. I don't know how they judge the media markets then.
Well, the media market is the total reach of the signal that you can get from Avon Lake all the way out to Shaker Heights, Carm.
Yeah, I mean, the Cleveland media market also includes Akron.
Okay, so maybe that's why, because Akron's a pretty big town.
Well, but I think we still have to do media markets.
All right,
then.
Maybe
yeah, media
right.
markets. Yeah. So the comparable would be Indianapolis is more like St. Louis, because St. Louis is the 24th,
right.
Indy is 25.
That's fair. Yeah. Okay.
Both bigger than Nashville.
Touché.
I'm surprised by that.
Both bigger than Nashville.
What else?
Believe that?
What else lunch rush-wise do we have, Chardon?
49ers owner Jed York said he isn't dreading the investment San Francisco have to make in Brock Purdy because, quote, that's the most important position that exists. I would maybe be dreading it a little bit.
Yeah, Brock Purdy.
Yeah, but they don't have to do that like right now. If Brock Purdy goes out and does what he did again next year, what he's done in his first year and a half, like
they got 3 years of control.
Well, they have two more years because remember he's not a first round pick. He's played 2 years.
Oh, he did.
He's got two more.
He's eligible for an extension starting next year,
yeah,
right?
He after next year. He does not have a fifth year option. He was a seventh round draft pick. If Brock Purdy goes out and has another year like he did last year, why would you be afraid of paying Brock Purdy at that point?
Well, isn't part of the reason for his success that they can have Trent Williams and George Kittle and Debo Samuel and all these guys on defense because he's a six-figure quarterback?
On defense?
Well, he's saying you could spread it out to the rest of your team.
Yeah, you can spread it out to everybody. Of course, that's what happens with every young quarterback, and that's why Dallas paying $55 million to Dak Prescott have got to figure out a way to pay their linebacker and their wide receiver coming up.
I always knew paying Daniel Jones was going to be nothing but a nightmare for the Giants. Like, we've been right on a lot of these, Yurko and I, over the years. You know,
but at least they got him off of Saquon. At least they got him off of Saquon.
I don't know.
Pay running backs.
Brock Purdy goes out and does it another year. I mean, when do we stop saying, you know, sure, weapons help. Playing with a coach like Shanahan helps. At what point do we say he's a pretty good quarterback? I mean, like...
Well, he was better than Trey Lance and better than Jimmy Garoppolo because they're willing to say goodbye to both.
Well, the issue is I agree. I think he is a pretty good quarterback. Do you want to pay him like he's a great quarterback? Like he's Justin Herbert?
Yeah.
Like he's one of these top five guys? I think that's where you lose me a little bit.
Well, 2 years from now, you're going to have to even pay more.
Then that'll get interesting, right, I guess. If another year in which he goes out and produces the way he's produced, that might be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, we'd kill for it here. 42, 80, and 31.
Yeah.
If our guy Caleb Williams comes in and gives us those numbers, 42, 80, 31, 11 interceptions, QB rating of 111.4, 113 last year.
What?
You guys going to want to kick him out of bed? Come on.
Oh, he led the league in EPA plus completion percentage over expectation last year.
Be serious, guys. Like,
what else, Chardog?
Come on, Chardog.
A lot of people out at the LSU Pro Day today. That one was today.
That was today.
Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham were there. Jaden Daniels had six visits right after he threw today. There's still some growing steam, it seems like. Like, I don't know how real it is, but the neighbors going number one thing does appear to be real for some teams. I guess it's more of, because Schefter tweeted today,
neighbors going ahead of Marvin.
Teams have him as their wide receiver one. I think the most important thing is, do the Cardinals have him wide receiver one?
Right.
Because that's where the pivot point is.
Yep. I think all three of those guys are going to be special. Now, do you hope to get the best one out of the group? Of course you do. I think 3 years from now, we're going to look at this and go, man, Marvin Harrison Jr., Rome Odunze, and Malik Nabers are all studs. I really do. I think they're all going to be studs.
I don't think Marvin Harrison cares much about anything.
No.
Yeah.
We got a break.
I'm wondering if he's trying to do this intentionally just to get out of Arizona.
Ooh, that's interesting. Just, I'll play it like I'm all aloof.
I don't mind if you think I'm the third best player.
Yeah, that's interesting.
At the wide receiver position. That's fine. Get me further down.
Get
me on a better team.
Los Angeles Chargers with Justin Herbert. Boy, they could use him right now. All right, there's the lunch rush. Good stuff. 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Let's grab some Bears calls at 312-332-3776. Chardog was saying he sprinkled a little on Neighbors to be the number one wide receiver taken. Is that what you said?
Plus 850.
Yeah, just
plus
in case.
850?
Yeah, I like the value
that's
there.
That's not bad. I don't blame you for that.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Put
but
a C-note on that?
Just $5.
Big number.
$5.
Big number.
Jesus, Charlie.
$5, Chardog. $40. Hey, listen, $40
is
$40.
Better than nothing. I'll buy him a couple of rounds of drinks.
Yeah, there we go. Gas tank.
What city?
Pay for parking one night.
A couple of rounds.
That's good. Chris.
Where are you
meant,
from?
Chris, I meant a couple of drinks, not a couple of rounds.
Okay, all right.
That's my bad. I misspoke. It'll buy you a couple of drinks.
You're 100% right.
You have to drink through the shirt. Those aren't big city prices.
You're going to Indianapolis. You're going to Cleveland. Right. You're not doing that here. Nick's in Norridge. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
No Jalen Johnson jokes today.
Oh, right. Thank God.
So, one of my biggest issues with Ryan Poles hasn't been his drafting, because as you guys stated earlier, he has drafted well, and I don't think anyone can really make an argument against that. Now, as the team gets better, it's going to be harder to draft well, which has been proven for every team in the league. But my biggest concern is he's a former O-lineman. He inherited a roster that was not in great shape by any means. But the best offensive lineman on the team at the time was a guy who never missed time in James Daniels, who wasn't an all-pro by any means, but he was by far the best young offensive lineman they had, and they should have retained him. He went to Pittsburgh on a 3-year deal for like $8 million a year, which is not expensive. They had the space to do it. Since James Daniels has left, Jenkins has played better than him when healthy, but when is Jenkins healthy?
Yeah.
And Nate Davis, granted, he had some personal stuff. I completely get that his year could have been off. But even when he was healthy, he was severely underwhelming. And then he still got hurt. And he had a history of getting hurt a little bit in Tennessee. And we're 3 years in, and we really, other than Darnell Wright, I don't really think there's that many studs on the line. And the trade for Claypool was so bad because the Jets took Tippmann at center, who would have been available for the Bears had they not traded for Claypool. And center, in my opinion, is still being fixed with Band-Aid.
We still don't even know if it's fixed. You're right about that.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, everyone's getting excited about Keenan Allen and, oh, we might get Romo Dunze at 9. But at the end of the day, look at Detroit's O-line. It was loaded. They don't have a ton of weapons that everyone's like so jealous over. And yet they had a great offense. I mean, the line has, I think at 9 they have to go if a good tackle is there. Mm. You got to go with the tackle, because although Braxton Jones, everyone loves to reference PFF grades on Twitter, which is an absolute joke. When you saw Braxton Jones go against good defensive ends, he would get smoked. Mm. I mean, today the Bears told him a happy birthday on Twitter, and I'm like, can they buy him an anchor for his birthday? Because he has no anchor.
That's funny, Nick. See, he's always got jokes.
He does need a backside.
First of all, Detroit's got weapons. They've got a great line. You're not wrong. But Detroit's got two weapons that any team in the league would love to have. Sam Laporta's already going to be this year. I mean, as Travis Kelce gets older, this is Sam Laporta's league.
Yeah.
And Amon-Ra's awesome. You bring up points worth discussion, Nick. Would James Daniels, would it have behooved the Bears to hold on to a player that has stayed healthy and played okay for Pittsburgh? He makes about the same money that they gave Nate Davis. Now, this would have been required a couple of years ago when he was a free agent.
Right. And what do you think they were looking to do back then? They were looking to get bad. That's what they were looking to do.
It could be.
They did him a favor. That's what I've been telling everybody. They did him a favor. They did the linebacker a favor that went to Baltimore. They did him a favor. Khalil Mack, they did him a favor.
Yeah.
They're all done favors. We're going to rebuild this thing. You're not going to be a part of this thing as we move forward. We're going to try to save money. We'll take the dead money. We're going to turn that into players as we move forward. It was a timing issue why they said goodbye to James Daniels.
Getting Tevin to play a full season is like paramount.
Nate Davis, and hopefully he'll be in camp all year.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to get some cohesiveness together.
Yeah.
Because getting beat on basic stunts is terrible. It's terrible.
312-332-ESPN. Ring us up for Bears thoughts. We'll take more of your calls coming up. We're back in 2 minutes.